Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
Test Your Knowledge on the Mississippi by Mary Baker. How much do you know about the Mississippi River? Flowing along the border of Iowa and Illinois, the Mississippi River is practically in your backyard. But how much do you really know about this significant and historic river? According to the National Park Service, the Mississippi is the second longest river in North America. Out of the entire United States, a total of 10 states border the Mississippi. That's 20% of the U.S. It starts in Minnesota and flows a lengthy 2,350 miles all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. So, if a single drop of water were to start at Lake Itasca, the very beginning of the river, how long would it take to reach the end? It would take 90 days. Surprisingly, two people have successfully swam the entire length of the Mississippi. In 2002, Martin Strell completed his record-setting swim in 68 days and earned a Guinness World Record certificate. More recently, in 2015, Chris Ring completed his journey in 181 days. Both journeys are incredibly impressive, but only one was faster than naturally flowing water. The Mississippi has also been nicknamed Old Man River, the Mighty Mississippi, or Father of Waters by several Native American tribes. These tribes use the river for its natural resources, transportation, and trade. While the river is still used for general business, the agricultural industry has thrived on the Mississippi in the past 200 years. Can you guess the percentage of the nation's agricultural products that come from the Mississippi? American Rivers reports 95% of the U.S. products are transported along the waterway. Overall, being used for a variety of purposes, it's safe to say the Mississippi River is vital for us humans. So that wraps up our Mississippi River trivia. Thank you for tuning in. Good luck in your next trivia pursuit.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK. Sponsored by the Singh Family Charitable Giving Fund, promoting a diverse natural ecology through education and conservation.